suburbs of Hamilton's escarpment. This is Indy 1015 CIOI.
Hey there, blues lovers. It's Lester Smith, and you're getting the best in blues on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Get ready to rock some blues tunes.
Lester Smith has a new album out. He's the frontman and harp player for Crowbar, who everybody knows, and he joined forces with King Biscuit Boy's former band Trick Bag, and we've got the album Another Day in Paradise. We're going to hear Another Day in Paradise, and after Katrina, Lester Smith with Trick Bag on Blues Source Canada.
Bottled up inside. The next broken plates and twisted gates and shingles in the sand. And everything plus a kitchen sink and an upside down sedan. And no one has insurance and the clotheslines are all down. And all I've got to my name is the shadow of this town. I wanna go home, but there's no place left to go. Now the Mississippi took my house to the Gulf of Mexico. Katrina had a heyday and she left the sunshine, and it all seemed so pointless. If we could just turn back and the seaweed hanging from the rafters that the high tide left behind, and a bicycle just hanging there from the tip of Tina's sign. I wanna go home, but there's no place left to go. Oh, the Mississippi took my standing on the right side of the street, and Billy the Kid is crying 'cause there's no shoes on his feet. And Crystal Angelina, she looks pretty much the same. She hid inside a basement with plywood window panes. Took my
Lester Smith with Quick Bag, Another Day in Paradise. Joe Morton and Little Jimmy Breeze got together. They're calling themselves the Morton Breeze Project. Joe Morton is from Waterdown. He's a guitarist. And Little Jimmy Breeze, he's from Cambridge. He plays harp on this. We're going to spin Justice for All and Lie to Me, the Morton Breeze Project.
Free. You remember my smoking gun, you ain't seen the last of me. My life's a busted lip, I got blood stains down my shirt. Second that I drop my guard, you find stand the hurt. Mess a good bride, big mistake, messed up my family. Took away my only son, the sidewind. Me. I'm right behind you, baby. You're focused in my sight. She's running on your tail. Boom, boom, I pull the light. I've been stabbed in the back, Lord. Some say shot between the eyes. I've had the carpet fall from under. Don't stop to wonder. Justice for all. We'll be right back.
Breeze Project from Niagara-on-the-Lake. We've got this well-established musician, Steve Goldberger. He's got an album out. It's not a completely blues album, but it does have some great bluesy tunes. We're going to play True Love and Round of Blues. Steve Goldberger from All Roads Lead to You.
Adam met Eve on a Saturday. That's when the trouble started. She said, Adam, let's go get a bite and led him to the garden. Ever since we try to make sense of this mystery emotion, but we might as well try to count the stars in the sky or those raindrops in the ocean. Well, you know it's true love, deeper than deep. It's hotter than a fire, but it's hard to find and hard to keep. It's the thing we most desire. I was alone for so many nights. I really started to wonder if I had run out of chances to find a spell I could fall under. Then you walked in like in an Elvis film. You were singing Love Me Tender. I was hypnotized by your brown eyes, and the next thing I remember, sweet perfume that lingers. It's an I love you on a new tattoo, and that diamond on her finger is just true love, deeper than deep, hotter than a fire, but it's hard to find and harder to keep. It's the thing we most desire. Now
time. If you're gonna go, remember me at all this time. We had our bitter cheer and sweet sorrow. We lost a lot today. We'll get it back tomorrow. I hear the sound.
Steve Goldberger from All Roads Lead to You. We've got that great guitar slinger, Bill Durst. This is a re-release album. It was when Bill was playing with Thundermug. It's been remastered. We're going to hear High and Beard. And if you know Bill Durst, you understand why the song is called Beard. Bill Durst and Thundermug from Who's Running My World.
Seed, and I hoped it would grow. was weight. Once I was left. Once I was right. And once I was down.
Yeah. Beard.
Bill Durston, Thundermug, from Who's Running My World. Up next, a new band, Horror Joe Trio, featuring J.W. Jones. We're going to play Man of Steel, and then we're going to have a chat with J.W. Jones. There's a brand new album out. The band, a new band as well, Horror Joe. And the album is called Set the Record. And boy, did this band set a record. It's terrific. And joining us to tell us all about it is J.W. Jones. J.W., thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ken.
Well, tell us all about the band. How did this come about?
Well, it was the year 2018. Yeah, what actually happened was my band was playing at a corporate event. It was Ringside for Youth. And Jamie and Jeff were playing in a band called Beats and Keys at the after party. So the GM of the venue said, hey, why don't you bring your amp down and throw it up on stage and, you know, join the guys and see what you come up with. And I said, sure, you know, if it's cool with them, it's cool with me. And Jamie had worked with me before. He toured in my band all over the world. He's on one of the records. And Jeff is just an unbelievable singer, like one of the best on the planet, never mind Canada or anything else. He's like, he's got a timeless voice. He's just ridiculous. Anyway, so I sat in and we were playing all this, you know, BB King and Bobby Bland stuff that he sings, and, you know, he's been singing it but he hasn't heard the guitar response, you know, that he was hoping for, you know, that really educated kind of blues sound. So when I was doing that and hearing his voice and he was hearing my guitar playing and Jamie's holding it all together, it was just, you know, it was a beautiful thing. And then the next day we were like, wow, that was amazing. We played for 2 hours straight, just jamming, you know, in front of a small crowd. And then it was like, okay, well, we got to do something with this. And that's when things got started.
And you guys really made a splash when you went to the International Blues Challenge. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's funny about it is that I said to Jeff soon after we started the band, I said, okay, well, you know, we should talk about this International Blues Challenge thing. And he said, do you think we have a chance? And I was like, man, with the way you sing, like, yeah, we have more than a chance. So, so yeah, man, we went down and that was, you know, 2020, very early 2020. And the band had barely been together for a year. You know, we had only played a couple shows. And so we got ourselves together. We wrote some songs with Dick Cooper from the Cooper Brothers from right here in Ottawa. You know, he had a big hit in the 70s called The Dream Never Dies. And so we wrote 9 of the 11 songs on the record with him. But at the time, we had just written like a couple. So we brought a couple original songs, went to Memphis. And, you know, we just kept doing what we do. We just kept playing. And, you know, a lot of people say you got to go down there and kiss some, you know, beep to get anywhere. And we didn't do any of that, man. We just played our songs and we just did what we do. And we rehearsed in the hotel room, you know, before every show. And it seems to have worked out for us.
I would think so. A first place finish as well as the guitarist of the year down there. What a great honor that must have been.
Oh, man, it's incredible. I mean, it's a long list of incredible bands that have won this thing. And the guitar players, you know, I know a bunch of the past winners, Gabe Stillman, John Del Toro Richardson, you know, a bunch of my friends have won this thing in the past, too. So it's like, it's really cool to be part of that family, you know.
And there's a song on the album that Steve Strongman helped you with as well.
Yeah, 2 songs, actually. He co-wrote and co-produced 2 of the songs on the record. One is called Hard As I Can, which we made a wicked video for on a rooftop in downtown Ottawa. So everyone listening should go check YouTube and see that. And the other is A Little Goes a Long Way, which is the second track on the record, a nice shuffle, a bluesy shuffle. Kind of, we call ourselves soul rock and rhythm and blues because, you know, we're not a traditional blues band and we're not really a soul R&B band. You know, we're some kind of weird mixture of all of that.
How did you come about selecting the title of the album?
Well, you know, we were looking at all the song names and one of the song names is Set the Record Straight. And it's actually funny because that's one of the song names. And then in another song, the lyrics say, I want to set the record straight up front. You know, so it's like 2 different ways of saying set the record straight. We're like, well, there's a bit of a theme there. You know, let's call it Set the Record. And we were very, the guys were nervous about it, especially Jamie, who's nervous about it sounding like we were kind of too big for our britches. Like, we're going to set records. But the whole thing is, it's not about setting records. It's about like explaining something like, let me set the record about this. And then we decided to take it one step further and make it, you know, kind of a vinyl feel to it. So that's why the cover has that, you know, the needle on there with the vinyl, and that kind of gives it the record as in the musical record side of things.
And it's great you guys have signed a record deal too.
Yeah, you know, when after Herojo Trio made this album, like we had done 9 of the, or 10 tracks actually at Jukasa Studios. The night before signing with an American company, I sent one more message to Jeff Kulawick at Stony Plain. And I said, like, he hadn't actually replied yet about me sending him music. And, you know, he's a busy guy and all that stuff. And I said, hey, you know, we're going to sign with someone else tomorrow morning. So if you have any interest in this at all, you know, just let me know. And then I got an email right away saying, okay, we want this album and here's the offer. I was like, whoa, what just happened? We went from like zero to hero in like 3 seconds. And the offer was so good that, you know, I love the company I was speaking to in the U.S., but in all honesty, with the Canadian grants and the way things are here, it was just far, far more beneficial to work with Stony Plain. So we did, and we're so glad because the team is just incredible. I mean, now that we've released the record on April 1st, I can see how well-oiled of a machine this is, and it's just they're wonderful people, you know, from top to bottom, and we're just so pleased to work with them.
So what's in store for the summer? You guys going to do any touring?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we just played Ottawa, Toronto, London, and then an industry event at Stony Plain in Waterdown, which is basically in Hamilton. We have some great Western dates in BC and Alberta coming up from all the way from April 19th until May 1st. So people should check the HorojoTrio.com. That's HorojoTrio.com, and check the dates on there. And yeah, we're playing all over BC and Alberta, and hoping people come out to see us.
And hopefully you'll get a few more gigs in Ontario and as the summer starts to unfold.
Absolutely.
I'd love to come and see you guys play.
Yeah.
The album is fantastic. Again, it is Set the Record. And JW, I want to thank you so much for your time. How can folks get a hold of your album?
Well, the best way is just to go to our website. You can click through there and get it, or go to the Stony Plain website. You know, you can stream it, but of course we're in the age where we would like to encourage people to buy music. You know, please buy the record, stream it on Spotify or Google Music and see if you like it. And if you do, then pick up a copy. We also have vinyl for this one you can order online, which is really cool. And of course you can get them from us at our live shows as well.
JW, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure, Ken. Thank you.
Many thanks to J.W. Jones for joining us. The album again is Set the Record. It is the Horojo Trio. Jim Dandy's got a new album out, led by Jim Dandy Stefanak. This is a really good rockin' album. Let's listen to Weep for Me and Real Blues. That is the title track of the latest album from Jim Dandy.
That day, like a dog.
From Real Blues. And that wraps up another edition of Blues Source Canada. I'm Ken Wallace. We'll leave you with a little bit of Duff music. We will catch you again next week. And stay tuned on Indie 101.5. Blues Source International is coming up next.